the outage hits fast. One sharp pop in the distance, then the house goes dark. You stand still for a moment, listening to the quiet settle across your land. The grid failed again, and no one knows how long this one will last. You feel the weight of it because you have lived through enough storms, brownouts, and blown transformers to understand how thin the line really is. Most people shrug and wait. You cannot afford that. You need light, cold storage, heat control, and a way to keep working even when the wires go silent. This is where energy resilience matters. Not a fantasy version with full off-grid systems and endless panels, a realistic plan that a small homestead can build without draining its savings. You need layers that carry you through the first hours, then the first day, then the next stretch when help is slow. You need systems that work when the weather turns bad, the road shut down, or the fuel supply tightens. You are not chasing independence. You are building control in a world that proves itself unstable. Chapter 1. Understanding Your Real Risks. You start by studying how power fails in your area. Outages rarely arrive without warning signs. Storm clouds move in. Wind rolls across the tree line. The grid strains under summer heat. The lines hum, then sag, then snap. Aging transformers push past their limits. A single limb drops, and the whole block goes dark. You need to know which of these threats hits your land the most. Walk the property after each storm and look for scars. A cracked branch above a service line, loose soil around poles. Any of these can be the next trigger. You study your roof next, not for panels, for load. Weak trusses and bad flashing take on water and wind that strip power in the first place. A roof that leaks during a storm forces you into damage control instead of energy management. Make sure the deck is tight and the structural lines are safe. Secure any loose metal or shingles. Your resilience plan fights the elements, but your home shell must fight them first. You step inside and open your breaker panel. Look at its age and capacity. A panel that trips under normal load is a panel that will fail the moment you switch to backup power. Mark which circuits handle your essentials. Lights, fridge, communications, a water pump if your system uses one. Label everything clearly. The more confusion you remove now, the smoother you move during an outage. If the panel is outdated or damaged, call a licensed electrician. Do not attempt repairs on your own. You only need the panel to be stable and safe, so your later steps have a solid anchor. You walk room to room. Count the appliances you depend on, not the ones you enjoy, the ones that keep you steady. A fridge is essential. A chest freezer might be. A microwave is useful. A clothes dryer is not. You cannot protect everything. Build a short list of loads that keep your home running during a failure. Write down their wattage and record their surge demand. Manufacturers list this, and you need it for the plan you build later. Your goal is not full comfort. Your goal is stability. You check your land one more time. Look for hazards that cut power directly. Trees leaning toward lines, soil erosion around poles, a wind path that hits a weak fence and turns it into debris. You are not just defending your home. You are defending the grid segments that feed your home. Most outages in rural and small homestead areas start within a few hundred feet of the property. Talk to neighbors and see what they have noticed. A transformer that buzzes louder than usual. A section of line that dropped in the last storm. These small warnings matter. Now you study your outage history. Pull old utility notes if you have them. Look through weather logs if you keep them. Track how long the power usually stays down. A short outage is different from a multi-day failure. If your area sees frequent brownouts, that is a separate threat. Brownouts strain motors and shorten equipment life. You need to understand each pattern because each one demands a different response. Frequency tells you how often your resilience layers get tested. Duration tells you how deep the layers must go. Next, you frame your time windows. Build 3, 12 hours, 24 hours, and 72 hours. These windows guide every decision you make. 12 hours covers most storm-related cuts. 24 handles fallen limbs, damaged transformers, and slow repair crews. 72 prepares you for major weather events or widespread grid failure. Look at each window and list what you need to stay functional. Light for evening work. Stored water if your pump stops. A way to keep food safe. A way to keep communications alive. A way to manage indoor temperature within reason. You stay honest about what you can and cannot do. You cannot run your entire home on backup power. You cannot cool a whole house on a small system. You can power a fridge, charge devices, run lights, and keep a fan moving. You can hold the basics until the grid returns. This is not weakness. It is clarity. Real resilience comes from knowing where to focus. You take one final pass through your property. You look at the sky, the lines, the roof, the land, and the structures that stand between you and the next outage. You measure how exposed you are. You measure how prepared you feel. This chapter is not about building anything. It is about seeing the truth. Energy resilience starts with understanding the pressure you face. You cannot build a strong system if you misjudge the threat. Your exit point is simple. Now that you understand the risks around you, one question rises. Are you ready to build a layered system that can hold when the grid goes silent for longer than expected? Chapter 2: Building Layered Power Without Going Off-Grid. You start with the first layer, efficiency. Every watt you save now becomes a watt you do not have to replace during an outage. Walk through your home with a clear eye. Replace old bulbs with low-draw LEDs. Unplug idle chargers. Retire appliances that waste power or surge too hard on startup. This is the cheapest and strongest step in the entire system. You are not shrinking your life. You are shaping it for stability. The less strain you carry in daily use, the easier it is to hold the line when the grid drops. Your next layer is storage. Not a whole house battery bank, just enough capacity to protect your essentials. A compact unit or small modular bank gives you reliable power for lights, communications, a fan, and a fridge cycle. Look for tested units with clear ratings. Protect them from heat and moisture. Keep them off the ground and away from dust. Make sure the leads and terminals stay clean. Size the bank for your top loads only. You want steady uptime, not a system that collapses under ambition. Then you look at generator support. This is not about running your home. This is about keeping your cold storage alive and giving you a recovery option. Pick a generator that can handle your essential surge loads without strain. Place it outdoors with safe airflow. Keep it on level ground with a firm base. Store fuel safely and record dates on each container. Rotate fuel stocks at set intervals. Never feed a generator into a panel without a proper transfer switch installed by a licensed electrician. Do not take shortcuts. Each wrong step can cause fire, injury, or backfeed into the grid. Your goal is safe, temporary power, not risk. You add solar next, but only in a targeted way. A small array of 2 to 4 panels is enough to keep your batteries fed during daylight. You are not building a full off-grid setup. You are building a slow, steady refill line. Choose panels with strong frames and resistive coatings. Mount them where they avoid shade. Keep your charge controller clean and dry. Protect your wires from abrasion and animals. A system this size will not save you from every failure, but it will slow the drain and stretch your resilience into the next day. Now you blend the layers. The generator covers heavy loads during short runs. The battery bank holds your essentials without noise and without fuel. The solar array pushes the battery back up each day. Efficiency holds down the strain on every layer. This is the core of non-off-grid resilience. You are not chasing independence. You are building a stack that survives bad nights and long fixes. You learn how to move between layers without panic. When the outage starts, You switch to battery and solar power for lights and communications. You run the generator only when the fridge needs a full cycle. You track your usage with a simple log. You write down when systems run and how long they last. You learn your patterns and adjust. This is the difference between control and guesswork. You also learn fuel discipline. Store only what you can rotate safely. Track each date. Keep the containers in a cool place with firm ventilation. Never store fuel near open flames or electrical sparks. During an outage, run your generator in short cycles to protect cold storage without wasting fuel. Do not chase comfort. Chase stability. You respect wiring. You respect heat. You respect weather. None of these layers work if you ignore the physical pressure around them. Keep cords rated for outdoor use. Protect connections from rain. Secure every device from wind. Anchor your panels so storms cannot rip them free. A well-built system fails when you neglect the small details. Your final step in this chapter is simple. You push the system against a controlled test. Turn off your main breaker. Run your layers as if the good were gone. Track what works and what strains. Measure how long each battery cycle lasts. Note which appliances you forgot to plan for. This is the only way to see the truth. You build resilience through action, not prediction. Chapter 3: Hardening the System for Real-World Pressure. You begin with maintenance, because every system you built in the last chapter depends on regular checks. Resilience fails when equipment sits untouched. Set a monthly routine, power up your generator, and let it run long enough to warm fully. Listen for rough idle, lag, or smoke. Replace oil and filters on schedule. Inspect your battery bank for swelling, loose terminals, or heat buildup. Wipe off dust and track voltage in a simple log. Walk out to your panels and look for cracked frames, loose mounts, or shading that has crept in from overgrown branches. These small checks stop small problems from turning into outages inside the outage. Then you adjust for seasons. Heat strains batteries and panels. Cold reduces output and thickens fuel. Heavy rain pushes moisture into weak seals. Storm season brings wind that turns debris into hazards. You harden your setup before the weather shifts. Improve airflow around devices during summer. Protect battery cases from deep cold. Clear vegetation so branches do not fall on lines or panels. Check tarps, fasteners, and anchors before the first storm arrives. Each season sets different traps. You prepare early, not after the first warning. Next comes load discipline. When the grid fails for more than a day, your layered system cannot carry waste. You shift to triage rules. Essentials stay on. Everything else stays off. You give your fridge long rest cycles. You turn off lights you do not need. You unplug devices that draw idle power. You make clear decisions because hesitation burns hours of stored energy. You teach everyone in the home the same rules. During a long outage, discipline saves more power than equipment upgrades. Testing becomes your next line of defense. Controlled outages train you to work under pressure. Turn off your main breaker for 1 hour. Run your system exactly as you would during a real failure. Check how your batteries respond. Note how long your fridge holds temperature. See which tools you reach for first. Repeat the test on a different day and track the difference. These drills reveal weak points you cannot see on paper. They show you where your confidence is real and where it is imaginary. You prepare for fuel management under stress. Know how much fuel you burn per hour at different loads. Keep records. Rotate containers so nothing sits too long. Add stabilizer when needed. Store fuel away from the home but under lock. Wind and heat change how fast fumes rise and how containers expand. You keep everything secured, shaded, and organized. A generator is only as strong as the fuel you can count on. You also prepare for failure inside the system itself. A panel connection may loosen. A generator may choke. A battery may dip lower than expected. You build small contingencies, spare fuses, extra extension cords rated for outdoor work, a backup flashlight that never gets used for anything except outages, tape and padding for quick wire protection. These simple items stop a minor problem from collapsing your entire setup. Finally, you shift your mindset from survival to long-term stability. You keep your logs updated. You track every outage and note how your system performed. You refine your load lists. You improve your energy habits so your layers last longer. You stop seeing your resilience plan as an emergency tool. You treat it as part of your home. It is a system that stands between you and instability.